Today's daf is Wochendaf Beis. And we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Masechta, in the beginning of a new Seder. Meseches Vachim Seder Kachim. So the topic of Seder Kachim is the laws of Mikdash V'Kadoshav. We're going to be learning about the Beis HaMikdash, about Hekdesh, about the Avodas that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, about the Kohanim, and very, very specifically, the Karbonos. The Seder of Kachim is in many ways the Teresh of Baal Peh to Sefer Vayikra's Teresh HaBiksav. Now, as it relates to Maseches Vachim, the Masechta deals primarily with the laws of Karbonos. Truth is, there are two Masechtas in Seder Kachim that deal with the laws of Karbonos. Masechta Zvachim and Menaches, respectively. Zvachim deals with Karbonos that were either behemos or oifos. Menaches, kishma kachi, deals with karbonos that were a karbon mincha, which was a karbon where the primary ingredient was a carb, it was soilus, it was flour. Now, as it relates to Hakdama to Masechta Tzvachim, I think it's kedai to zero in on just chazering over something that everybody knows, just basic background to the idea of Karbonos. So a karbon was a sacrifice that was brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. Once upon a time, the Ivdei Avodah Zarah used to worship their getchkes, their deities, by offering up different sacrifices, be it human sacrifices, be it animal sacrifices. L'umazeh, we were commanded with a mitzvah. It's one of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, where we too have this idea of bringing sacrifices, bringing karbonos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, a karbon can be in one of many different forms. There's a karbon oila, there's a chatas, there's an asham, there's a mincha, there's a shlamim, there's a karbon toida, a bechar, maise behema, karbon pesach. These are all different types of karbonos. And the truth is, all of these karbonos have their own unique halachas. If you want to take all the karbonos and subdivide them a little bit, there are karbonis yachid and karbonis sibur. A karbon yachid is where a yachid, an individual, is bringing a karbon. A karbon sibur is when a tzibur, klai Yisrael, together are bringing a karbon. You can also divide karbonis into a different grouping. There's karbonis chayva and karbonis nadava. So there are certain karbonis that were brought because the bala karbon had a chiyuv. He had an obligation to bring a karbon. There's a concept of bringing a karbon, not because he obligated to bring a karbon, but because you, out of the goodness of your heart, want to bring a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is something that a person can do. Another way to group all karbonos, and this is very significant, lahalacha, is between the levels of kedusha that a karbon could have. And they are kachi kadoshim and kachim kalim, respectively. Kachi kadoshim, meaning the higher level of kedusha, would be the oila, the chatas, the asham, and the mincha. So every oila, every chatas, every asham, every mincha was kachi kadashim. The others, shlomim, toida, bechar, maise behema, and karben pesach, were kachi kalim. Now, if you want to get super technical, shalmei tzibur could be kachi kadashim. We'll see, there's some exceptions to this rule. But ba'ifin klali, all karbonis could be divided amongst kachi kadashim and kachim kalim. Now, what's the nafkamina between kachi kadashim and kachim kalim? So there's a few nafkaminas. Number one, kachi kadashim shchitasim betzafoin. Kachim kalim, shchitasim bedarim. Because kachim kedashim are on a higher level of kedusha, the shchita was done in the more kaddish part of the azara. It was done in tzafin, as opposed to kachim kalim was done in darim. As it relates to the basar of kachim kedashim, it was only allowed to be eaten in the azara. It was only allowed to be eaten for a day and a night, and it was only allowed to be eaten by a koyin, but not just a koyin, zichrei kohuna. It had to be a male koyin. Kachim kalim could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Kachim kalim does not have to be eaten by a koyin. And kachim kalim, with few exceptions, was able to be eaten not only for a day and a night, but it was able to be eaten for 2 days and a night. So the differences between kachim kedashim and kachim kalim are, without question, very, very significant. Now, the idea of the carbon was to bring it, to be makriv it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean to be makriv a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the next part of this introduction is critical, because it's going to underpin almost everything we're going to learn for the next several months. And that is, there were many avodas that were done with the carbon, but there were four critical avodas, known as the Dalet Avodas Adam. And they are Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. Shechita means where the animal was slaughtered. You do a shechita. Just like the shechitas chulin, there was a concept of shechitas kachem. Kabbalah, as the shechita was being done, there was a kohen that would be standing with a mizrak. He would be standing with a kli shareis. His job was to try to catch the dam. You didn't have to catch all the dam, some of the dam. We'll get into the sugyas. But to make sure that he is going to have the dam that he needs to have. The next avodah was hilacha. Take the kli shareis with the dam, walk it to the mizbeach, and then finally, this was the ultimate, take the dam that's in the kli shareis, that was walked from Safin or Darim, wherever the shechita was done, and now be zayrik it. Spritz it, throw it onto the mizbeach. Just two ha'aras related to the Dalet Avodas Adam. Number one, shechita is the first of the four avodas. However, Kachim 101 is shechita lav avodah. So as much as shechita goes down as the first of the critical avodas, but referring to shechita as an avodah is a little bit of a misnomer. Because Chazal taught us shechita lav avodah. What does it mean shechita lav avodah? You don't even have to be a kohen to do the shechita. All the psulim, all the people that are not allowed to do avodahs, be it someone that's not a kohen, be it an isha, be it a tamei, they were all kosher to do shechita. Because really the way we view the shechita of kachin is the same way we would view shechita schulin. And anyone that is ra'i to do shechita schulin would be allowed to do shechita kachin. So it's a little bit tricky when you talk about shechita in the context of kachem, because shechita goes down as an avoida, but then again, shechita lav avoida. So you have to work a little bit to be magdarit a little bit better. But high level, we have to straddle those two ideas. That shechita is the first of the four avoidas adam, but at the same time, be mindful of the fact that in some sugyas, shechita is bichlal not a big deal, because shechita, anyone can do it. Shechita lav avoida. The second ha'ara that's worth mentioning is that there are four avodas adam. They're all critical, but really they weren't all created equally, because the spitz avoda of the Dalet Avodas Adam is zrika. Zrika is always considered the spitz. And Pashit, the reason it's considered the spitz is because it's the conclusion of the Dalet Avodas. If you do shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, and you don't do a zrika, well, then you didn't do anything. But in the world of Dalet Avodas, it's all about the zrika. And really, with all the inyanim and avodas and things are flying all over the place when you're learning kachim, zrika is really where it's at. If there's a kosher zrika, which would mean that it was preceded by a shechita kabbalah and halacha, but if there's a kosher zrika, then the tachlis that this carbon is supposed to accomplish will be accomplished. If there was not a kosher zrika, well, then we missed the whole boat. Then you're not going to have a kosher carbon. But either way, these dalet avodas, known as the dalet avodas hadam, shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, is what's ma'akiv for this hakrava to be considered a hakrava. Stating that, there were other avodas that were done with the carbon that were all very important and that feature very prominently in the Gemaras that we're going to learn. So, for example, the imurim of a carbon were taken and they were burnt on the maracha, on the big fire of the mizbeach hachitzoin, what's known as the avoida of haktara. That's a real avoida. It had to be done by a kohen, a zar that does haktara, is chay misa. It's a very, very important avoida, but at the same time, it's not ma'ak. It's not one of the avoida sadam. It's an avoida that was done with the emurim, and as a result, it doesn't make it to the big four, shechit kabbalah ilach hazrika, but at the same time, it's a huge deal. Achilas basar, the basar of a carbon, with the notable exception of the carbon oila, was eaten. Other by Kehanim, or perhaps maybe even the Bailam was allowed to eat it, depending on if it's Kachim Kadoshim, which is only Nechel Ezechei Kehuna, or Kachim Kalim, where anyone could eat it, and as a result, the Bailam would have a schus to take part in it. But the Achilas Basar is also a very important part of the Hakrav of a carbon. In fact, we're going to learn the Gemara in a few days that says, Melamed Shekehanim Oichlim Ubailam Eschapen. There's a certain level of kapar that one can only attain with Achilas basar that you wouldn't be able to get if you didn't eat the basar. Stating that, it's not ma'akif. So if a person has to bring a carbon and they did the Dalet Avodas Adam and the basar was never eaten, that's okay. he's missing out on achilas basar. Could be he's even missing out on a little bit of kapara. But in terms of him fulfilling his obligation, him checking off the box, I had this on my to-do list, I knew this was something I had to get to, you can keep it off the list, because that's something that was done. Shvicha shirayim. After the zrika was done, there was always a little bit of leftover dam. What do you do with that dam? So there was a mitzvah to pour it on a chelek of the mizbech. That too is an avodah. Shvicha shirayim. Smicha is a mitzvah for the bailam to lean his weight on the animal. Tnufa is another mitzvah that you find in the context of kachim. So there's a lot of different avodah slash mitzvahs that play a prominent role when you're bringing a carbon. But again, there's the Dalet Avodah Saddam, which are Ma'akiv, and then there's everything else. Now, the first sugya that we're going to learn here, Masechta Zvachim, is going to be the sugya of Shaloi Lishma. That's where Zvachim starts. By the way, it's where Menachah starts. And really, this idea is going to be Malavas through the first two or so weeks of the Masechta. So let's now go to the next layer of the introduction and talk a little bit about what it means a machshava shalei lishma. So one of the chidushim in bringing a carbon is that whoever it is that's doing the avoda, whether it's a kohen who's the only one that's kosher to do most of the avodas, or even a zar, where it's permissible for him to do an avoda. One can a zar do an avoda? We just mentioned shchita lav avoda. But if someone is doing an avoda with a carbon, his thoughts matter. And it's not a hefkevel to just have any machshava that you want to have while it is that you're bringing a carbon. And there are certain machshavas that if the one doing the avoda would have, it would literally disqualify the avoda. Could be it would disqualify the carbon. And could be even worse than that. The Torah says, lo yechashev. It's one of the many psukim in Torah's Kayanim that talk about the Kayan's responsibilities when he's bringing a carbon. Chazal learned from here that there are certain machshavas that a Kayan is not allowed to have while he's doing the avoda. There are two very prominent machshavas that underpin the entire Masechta Zvachim and Menachos, and really the entire Seder Gachim. The first is what we know as machshavas pigel, and the second one is what we know as machshavas shloi lishma. Again, there are others, but we're going to focus now on the two big ones. So what's a machshavas pigel? Machshavas pigel is, if a kohen was doing one of the dalet avoda sadam, he was doing shchita kabbalah, haylacha azrika, and he had in mind, while he was doing the avoda, that he is going to either eat the basar, or be makter the imurim, or if you want to get really technical, do the zrika, or do the shvicha shirayim, chutz lezmanoi, or chutz lemkoyma. So what does chutz lezmanoi mean? Chutz lezmanoi means that there's a zman within which you have to do the zrika. There's a zman in which you have to do the shvicha shirayim. There's a zman in which you have to eat the basar, or you have to be makter the imurim. You can't bring a carbon today and then on Friday eat the basar, becomes nicer, right? So everything has a zman that it has to fit very neatly into. In the event that a kohen was doing the avoda and he merely had a machshava to do any one of the aforementioned avodas, chutz lezmanoi or chutz lemkoyimoi. What's chutz lemkoyimoi? You had a mind that I'm going to eat the basar of kachim kalam outside Yerushalayim, when it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or kachim kadashim outside the azar, where it has to be eaten in the azar, etc., etc. The halach is it would render the carbon into a carbon that's pigel. Now, what's the halacha of a carbon that's pigel? So, first things first, the carbon's going to be pasul. Additionally, in the event that the machshava was a machshava of chutz lezmanoi, then it's more chamor, and not only is the carbon going to be pigel, but if somebody would eat from the basar of this carbon, he would be chayv karis. It becomes mamish, like chametz on Pesach. It becomes like someone that eats on Yom Kippur. It becomes very, very chamor. But the point is that machsheves pigel is where someone has in mind, while he's doing the one of the dalet avodah sadam, to do achilas basar, aktaras emurim, zrikas dam, shvicha shirayim, chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoyimoi. Now, if you want to be super technical, could be the only time something's considered a machshavas pigel is when you have a mind to do chutz lezmanoi. If you do chutz lemkoyimoi, some will say, that's not pigel. By definition, that's not pigel. It's similar to chutz lezmanoi, because it's chutz lemkoyimoi, right? It's the next worst thing. And as a result, I can hear why you would lump it together with pigel, but it doesn't have the chaymer of pigel. If somebody eats from the basar, he wouldn't be chayv karis, b'seder. But high level, vimeret, amami, machsheves pigel is when you have a machshava to do one of those avoidas, either chutz lezman or chutz lemkoyimoi. What's a machshava shloi lishma? So really, the background to Machshava Shaloi Lishma is a Mishnah in the fourth parak that the Gemara is going to quote on Amud Beis that says, L'shem shisha dvar masevach nizbach, that a korban that was brought had to be brought with a Machshava Lishma, and there were six Machshavas of Lishma that the Koyin had to have while he was bringing the carbon. L'shem zevach, l'shem zoyveach, l'shem Hashem, l'shem ishim, l'shem reach, l'shem nichayach. We'll see what that means when we learn the Gemara in Amud Beis. But of the six machshavas that the Koyin had to have, two of them, if he didn't have or if he botched up, would actually mess up the carbon in a real, real way. And those are l'shem zevach and l'shem zoyveach. What does l'shem zevach mean? If you're bringing a carbon oil, you have to have in mind that you're bringing a carbon oil. If you're bringing a chatas, you have to have in mind chatas. If it's a shlomim, you have to have in mind shlomim. If somebody brings an oil l'shem shlomim, well, then he didn't have the right machshava. It wasn't l'shem zevach. He had a machshava, but he didn't have the machshava to bring the right carbon. And as a result, that would make the carbon a problem. How big of a problem? What does it mean that the carbon's a problem? Well, that's the first mission in Sayyid Dekachim that we're going to get to in 1 second. But the point is, if he messed up on l'shem zevach, that would be a problem. The second one that can cause problems is l'shem zevach. What does that mean? There's a kohen who's doing a shechita, he's doing a kabbalah ilachas rika on behalf of Reuven, because Reuven needs kapara. And instead of having in mind while he did the avodah that Reuven should get kapara, he had in mind that Shimon should have kapara. Well, he had in mind the wrong zevach. He had in mind the wrong bailam. If he had in mind the wrong bailam, that too is considered a machshava shaloi lishma, and if he had a machshava shaloi lishma, again, it would render the carbon to be a problem. How problematic? Again, that's the first sugya that we're about to learn. But the point is, in the event that a kohen did the avodah and he had a machshava shaloi lishma, what does it mean, machshava shaloi lishma? It means either shinui zevach or shinui zeveach, or the way it's referred to in the vernacular, either it's shinui kodesh or it's shinui bailam. Shinui kodesh meaning he had in mind the wrong carbon. Shinui bailam meaning he had in mind the right carbon, but he had in mind the wrong bailam. In either one of those cases, you're dealing with a machshava shaloi lishma. Now, why is it only two? I thought we said a second ago, the Mishnah says, l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach. It's a good question. The first long Tosfos here in the Masechta talks about it, but this is the bottom line. That's the interstitial. The bottom line is that the other four machshavas are all milas and it's mitzvah min amufcher. It's a chatchilu to go away for the avoda to be done. But in terms of a machshava shaloi lishma, that is ma'akiv. So that's only ma'akiv in the event that it's shinui kodesh or in the event it's shinui bailam. So either way, we're starting now Masechta Zvachin. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. We're going to learn a lot of halachas related to karbanas. We know there's a whole bunch of types of karbanas, karban yachid and karban tzibur and karban chayva and karban adava. And we know there's kachik adashim and kachim kalim. And kachik adashim is more chomer regarding a lot of halachas, where the makam shchit is, and with regards to different halachas related to the achilas basar. We also know that there were many avoidas that were done with a karban. So many avoidas. But not all the avoidas were created equally. There's the dalat avoidas adam, shchita, kabbalah, hilachas rika. Those avoidas are ma'akif. The toyeles of what this carbon is trying to accomplish. If you mess up on one of those avoidas, well, then you're going to have to rinse and repeat. You're going to have to bring the carbon all over again. There's a whole bunch of different avoidas where you have aktara simurim, you have achilas basin, you have shvicha shirayim, and you have smicha, and you have tenufa. There's a lot of other things that are happening. Those things are all shiorei mitzvah, mitzvah namufcher, avada. Maybe even kapara associated with it. But at the same time, they're not ma'akif. So if somebody brings a carbon and those things didn't happen, it's not the end of the world. Even within the Dalat Avodah Saddam, we have to remember Shechita, ironically, counterintuitively, Lav Avodah, Zrika, we have to remember, is the Meratz, it's the Spitz. So everything always boils down to Zrika, because at the end of the day, if you don't have a Zrika, you don't really have anything. The concept that a Machshava can render a carbon puzzle, specifically Machsheves Pigel, which is Chutz Lizmane, Chutz M'Koyme. You did one of the Dalat Avodah Saddam, because that's always what matters. It's one of the Dalat Avodah Saddam, and you had in mind to do the Haktar, Achilles Pasar, Shvich Shraim, Zrika, Chutz Lizmane, Chutz M'Koyme. Chutz Lizmane is much worse. Some don't even like that you put them together. Chutzlis man is for sure much worse. Shaloi l'shma l'shem shichadvar mazevach nizbach abetachlis. When it comes to the machshava rendering some sort of soul in the carbon, it would have to be either shinui kodesh, I had in mind the wrong carbon, I'm bringing an oil and I'm thinking shlomen, or shinui bailam, I'm bringing it for Reuven, I had in mind shemen. Again, a very technical-ish introduction, but at the same time, a very critical introduction. And without further ado, we begin a new masechta.